But big goal, got us off to the lead. You know, they out attempted us in the first period, and but that was our first lead. And the sad part is how short lived it was. And they had a good bounce back shift after that. But we have to play better. You know, after we score a goal, it's really important whether you get scored against or when you score is to have your next couple shifts have to be good shifts.
So much of the offense for the, by the way, Tanner Carroll got added an assist to that goal. It was originally listed as unassisted. David Johnston from Tanner Carroll, 15:41 the time of that goal. We go just 15 seconds later, and Dylan Marganeri puts in the rebound after a shot from the point to give the Mavericks their first goal of the game.
Draw controlled by Minnesota State. Shot through, save, rebound, they score! Well, that didn't take long. The Huskies lost the faceoff and just a shot towards the goal, bouncing puck, and it was just finally put in. Phillips couldn't find it. And the Mavericks just take mere seconds to tie it up 1-1 here in the first period.
Marganeri and McClure. Marganeri gets the goal. McClure and Palmquist get the assist. And one of three goals that came from the point, basically, Coach.
Yeah, and this what I didn't like about this whole sequence here is we score faceoffs at center ice. So we win the faceoff at center ice. And we had talked about it all weekend. So now our defensemen have it, and we go defenseman to defenseman sort of in the neutral zone. And we talked about all night, well, previous to that pre-scout, is when you do that, that defenseman now, once we go from D to D, has to start moving with a puck because it's basically like a 1-4 neutral zone forecheck. So you got to start moving, take advantage, take ice, and then make a play. But we didn't do that. We went D to D, and our defenseman just stood there. Now things are all clogged up, and you give that forecheck an opportunity to get to you, and you run out of room, and we ice the puck, Dirk. We ice the puck off of that. So we win the neutral zone faceoff. You know, and then we don't move our feet. We get put in a position where nobody's open, and we try to make a home run Hail Mary pass. We don't make it, and it's icing. Comes back to our zone, and sure as heck, you know, we lose the faceoff, and then we got caught, you know, on an assignment. It was a faceoff play, which we call switchback, and we see it quite a bit, and we didn't react to it. So the guy on the boards had a lot of time to handle the puck and shoot it. And what even made compounds matters worse, even though we didn't rotate out to that guy, our two defensemen in front of the net didn't pick the guys up in front. Poor positioning. So there was it was a combination of mistakes that lead up to that. And that's what we talk about. Every play matters. So, you know, we might not think that faceoff was that, or that neutral zone faceoff after we scored was that important, but you know, our poor execution led to a faceoff in our zone, poor read led to a goal. And that's, you know, it's usually just not one thing, and there's usually a sequence of things that build up to the goal. And I was really hot after that because we just got the lead, and you know, there's, you know, we've gone over both the things, the neutral zone play on the win on the faceoff and the faceoff play, and we didn't execute on either one of those, and I was ticked.
Well, it seemed like that happened a few times where we had possession D to D or defenseman on our blue line, and we ended up having to ice the puck because of whatever they were doing and what we weren't doing.
Well, a little bit. I mean, and we talked about that a lot, but we have to move our feet right. To, you know, we have a number of neutral zone plays that we make or can make, but a lot of times we were throwing that puck so far off the ice, and, you know, our guys didn't have a chance to get it. And the linesmen weren't great in this series. I mean, they had a few moments, but on that one, that it didn't matter. We just made a real poor execution of the play, and we have to understand that. We can't give good teams constantly, you know, you can't make poor plays like that and give them face-off opportunities in your goals, because sooner or later something's going to happen, and it did. And, you know, I can't blame Jamie. He made a good save on the first one, and you know, but you, like you said, this is a third goal that really was generated you know, from high out.
Here's another goal from high out. Big John Yutzi, very late in the first period. This was a tough one for the Huskies. He scores with just a couple of seconds left to go.
And Grant battling down the corner against Watson. Taking a hit was Mike Neville. Works it to the corner. Play inside of the Michigan Tech zone. 9 seconds left to go. In the period, they get it back to the point. Here's the shot, scores! Right through on the goal. Shot taken. Phillips didn't see it. And 4.7 seconds left in the period, the Huskies give up the lead.
Yutzi gets the goal, and it was the assist going to Chase Grant and C.J. Franklin, and that was just, it looked like, Coach, that we just didn't have somebody out there far enough to make a block, or?
Yeah, well, we collapse in our D zone and then fan out from the front of the net, but basically it was a 2-on-2 in the corner, and they won the battles. They basically won the battle down there in the corner on our two players, and with their strength and positioning and just will, determination. And they threw it out to the point, and so now we have to chase, and we had a couple guys in position to try and block it. I don't know if it went off one of our guys, but it was sort of a seeing eye wrist shot. And, you know, if Jamie, if there was one goal probably all weekend he'd like to have back, it probably would have been that one. And it just was a seeing eye shot, and there's really no screen in front of the net. I'm just not sure. You really can't tell if it hit ticked one of our players out high and maybe changed directions. But tough goal to give up in that situation.
So what do you tell the guys after that? 4 seconds left to go in the locker room. You scored the first goal. You gave up a goal to tie it up really quick, and then you give up a late. You know, it seemed like we had everything going for us there for a couple of seconds, and then, you know, it's obviously a tough intermission.
Well, yeah, two goals in the last 5 minutes of period. So, but we talk a lot about, you know, you can't change what's happened. You know, you can only look forward, and we had to at that point, you know, because you can't change the situation. And, you know, we talked a little bit about the neutral zone play again on the faceoffs, or the plays that we can make, you know, but from that point forward, we talked about, you know, hey, it's going to be a 40-minute game. We have to have a better second period, because we didn't like our first period for the most part. We got out attempted, I think, 25-11, and then the second period much better. The attempted shots were even at 18. So I thought we had a better period, and we're starting to come on and play better.
It was a great second period for the Huskies, one of their best in the weekend, if not their best. They tie up the game, too. Chris Leibinger takes a penalty, but he comes out of the penalty box, and Mike Neville feeds him a pass, and here's what happened.
4 seconds left to go. McClure walking in. He'll shoot. Shoot, save! Over the chest protector of Jamie Phillips, who I don't think saw it. Huskies come out of the box, and here's a chance over the box. Leibinger walking in, shoots, scores! Leibinger scores out of the penalty box and ties this game up 2-2 with 15:05 left to go in the second period.
Well, you just hope that a great goal like that would deflate the home crowd and deflate the home team, but it really didn't. But a beautiful play there from Mike Neville to see that play developing and get that up to that soft area where nobody else could get it. But
yeah, good heads-up play, and Leibs came out of the box, and, you know, real good read, and he just went in, shot it. He kept things simple, and at that point, I felt good. I thought, you know, even from that point on, I thought we carried the play. And like I said, the attempts were even. But when you looked at the shot chart, most of their shots were coming from perimeter where, you know, we had quite a few right in that good scoring area. So Tanner Carroll missed a tap in, you know, two of them really, side of the net. And that's unlike, you know, that was the weekend, though. We really, the first period on Saturday, we really had trouble handling the puck for whatever reason. Nerves. You know, just mentally, just, you know, just a little off, whatever it is. I don't think there's a lot of physical things, and you know, and just things like that where Tanner usually puts that in, no problem, side of the net or out, right out front. We, you know, Cliff made a great play to him, and we just don't score. It's just one of those weekends, Dirk, where we just, you know, a lot of guys really fought it for whatever reason. And having said that, we're in position to win both games.
Tied 2-2, but the Minnesota State Mavericks take the lead for good on a goal by Carter Foguth, a big defenseman. It was a game-winning goal at the 11:58 mark of period number two.
And Knowles brings it down now for the Mavericks. Across the Michigan Tech line. Knowles at the side of the net brings it to the front and just missed it. Back to the point. Foguth with a shot. They score. Foguth with a shot from the point. And the second goal from the point that beat Jamie Phillips with an incredible screen in front of him again.
Well, the time of the goal again came at the 11:58 mark, getting the assist Brett Knowles and Max Gady, and that made it 3-2 at that time, Coach.
Well, it did, and that was a tough goal to give up because I thought we were starting to play well and turn the game a little bit, and they came down on a rush, and, you know, puck ended up to the point. We got to block that shot, you know. It just, you know, there's a number of shots from the point that we need to block, and I think that was one of the keys to their team. They did a real good job of blocking shots and fronting our players and not letting the puck get through the net, and that's an area that we'll definitely work on this week. We'll get out the pucks again and work on some of our shot blocking technique and making sure we get aligned to those and don't let those pucks get through.
We go to the third period down by a goal, and they get a big power play goal at the 8:40 mark. It was Bryce Gervais from Leitner and Nelson.
Shot inside the Michigan Tech zone. Watson tried to spin it around. Huskies cannot get the clear. Slapped at by Pielo, but hopped over his stick. Leitner to the front. Shot scores. Oh, the Huskies, a missed assignment in front. Great pass by the Mavericks, and they take the first two-goal lead of the weekend for either team.
Boy, Gervais really spun around there and didn't waste any time getting rid of that shot, and that's a tough one for Jamie Phillips.
Well, and that's why he's got 20-some goals, you know, leads our league in goals. And it was a broken play off of a penalty kill. We're killing penalties, but really, the whole play is started by Matt Leitner. I mean, that's a play he makes. That's a, I mean, the puck, he didn't handle that puck, is coming on the half wall, and he knew, you know,